Section 2. You will hear a radio interview about a lakeside resort. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. As you listen to the first part of the talk, answer questions 11 to 15.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's show. The warm months are with us, and many of you are getting ready to plan vacation trips. To help you with that, we have a special guest today, Robert Sampson, director of the Golden Lake Resort. Robert, I understand Golden Lake is a popular place for families to spend their vacations.
Yes, families enjoy spending time at Golden Lake. Many come back year after year. We have a spectacular location and fun activities for both children and adults.
Could you describe for us some of the activities available at Golden Lake?
We have a lot of water activities, of course, since we're right on the lake. We have a pleasant sandy beach for swimming. We also have canoes and sailboats available, and many of our guests enjoy boating on the lake.
I imagine water skiing would be popular among your guests.
Actually, we don't permit water skiing in the resort area. It can be dangerous for swimmers and for the canoeists, too. We do have a great location for fishing, though, and you'll often see guests fishing from our dock or from the canoes.
That sounds very relaxing. What about activities on land? Do you have facilities for tennis?
We had tennis in the past, but the courts fell out of repair, and since we found that most of our guests weren't interested in the game, we closed the courts down. So that's no longer an option. And naturally, because of our location in the woods, we don't have an adequate area for a golf course. But I'd like to let your listeners know that we'll be adding a new activity this year. We've made an arrangement with the local stable. So now we're going to have horseback riding available for our guests. We've created several riding trails around the lake.
That sounds lovely. Now, what about rainy days? What can your guests do when the weather's bad?
We have a games room and a crafts room. When the weather's rainy, some of our very talented staff members offer arts and crafts classes for all ages.
What fun! Do you offer any other classes or activities?
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20. We have a weekly schedule of evening activities, which anyone can attend if they choose. Every Sunday we show a film, always something that's suitable for the whole family. Monday's my favorite night because that's dessert night. Our cook prepares a variety of desserts, and we get to taste them all.
I'd like to be there for that.
Yes, it's great. We get more serious toward the middle of the week. Our discussion night is on Tuesday.
Discussion night?
Yes, we discuss different current events, depending on what's happening that week in the news. Then on Wednesdays, we have lectures. We invite different experts to talk about local history or nature topics. This is actually one of our most popular evening activities. We found that our guests are really interested in learning about the local area.
It sounds quite interesting.
Yes, we've had some excellent speakers. Thursday nights are totally different because that's when we play games. That's especially fun for the children. The children love Fridays too because that's talent show night. Everyone gets in on that. Staff, guests, everyone.
It looks like you have a lot of fun at Golden Lake Resort.
We do. And we end every week with big fun, with a dance on Saturday night.
Now I understand a little more why Golden Lake is such a popular place for family vacations. With such a variety of activities, there's something for every member of the family there.
There is, and I hope your listeners will consider spending their next vacation with us. That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3.